We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I had his jersey as a kid. Warren Sapp, what's your biggest catch? What's your best fishing story?
Up in PEI, which is Prince Edward Island, it was unbelievable. Caught a 924-pound bluefin tuna.
A 924-pound tuna?
He's in two different fishing halls of fame. Wow.
You never saw that one on my Instagram when I was hanging on the side of it?
I think I missed it, man. I'm sorry.
All right. I might have to send you a text message to this number if it works.
Okay. Yeah, this is the call-in studio number. I'd be happy to provide Warren Sapp with my cell phone number. If we could become texting buddies, you could invite me out to the Grove next time. It'd be great.
Nope. We'd invite you out to the Grove or one of the fishing excursions because it's always fun.
I would love to. That would be amazing.
We're going to do things all the time together. Just because we're not on a bachelor party doesn't mean that we can't hang out.
I had your jersey as a kid.
I heard that. You are really the best. I like you. Intro, the jersey. Oh, man. I don't know what I'm going to do with you, Daddy. I really don't.
But, oh, my God. Warren Sapp, I had his jersey. Next time you're in Chicago, drinks and cigars on me, man. Thank you very much for your time.
It won't be long, brother, because I'm going to come before it gets cold.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God. Don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good. Because I find you.
Do you think it was genuine?
Sapp wants to actually hang out with you at Grove 23 and give you cigars and sign your Warren Sapp jersey? Do I think that was genuine?
Maybe it's just a sixth sense of mine. I can spot if a guy is genuine.
But I'm going to text Warren Sapp during the commercial break. Should I say what I said? Warren! ! It's Danny from the radio just now. That was a thrill for me to have you on the show. I'm glad you seem to like it too. If you ever are in Chicago, I'd love to buy you a drink. Be well, man. # Danny not fishing. It was a landline.
Oof. I think we should separate here, actually. What are you trying to say, Jerry?
Look, Ramon, you're a nice guy, but I actually only have three friends. I really can't handle anymore.
Oh, man, I don't know what I'm going to do with you, Danny. I really don't.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
One, two, three,
and here we go, Tim.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
A budding friendship thwarted by texting a landline, a tale as old as time.
It's so good. First of all, I loved that interview with Warren Sapp. That was really fun. You did a great job, and he was totally cool. And then that dynamic, people don't understand what we deal with as we choose to try and like further relationships that are sort of possibly friendships, but not really. And you're working people for, you know, you want to be, you'd like to maintain a professional relationship or maybe embark on a friendship. And you're like questioning yourself, what should I write? How should I do this? You shot your shot. I like that text. As you described, the Danny not fishing is a nice touch.
Yeah, I thought it would have at least gotten a laugh. Maybe these guys were crushing me for it. I obviously did not think I was going to become friends with Warren Sapp.
No, but you're trying to get the connection to happen.
Yeah, I want him to be memorable so then he can come on the show again and again.
This is Danny from the radio.
Yeah, well, because he probably knows a lot of Dannys. This guy's...
You said from the radio just now.
Yeah.
Well, and then he looks down and sees it in 6 hours.
Like, right. That would have been yeah. problematic. But I mean, he's not going to know, hey, this is Danny Parkins, like Danny from the radio.
Danny from the radio.
Is more likely
I've
to
done
work.
That, Matt from the radio.
Yeah, but unfortunately, and I mean,
God, landline.
The guy was golfing with Michael Jordan at his private course that morning.
Yeah.
Really would have liked to score that invite.
I like what he said about, like, and you can play it. Pebble is ridiculous. Like, you can't play Pebble.
I've played it Pebble.
Yeah.
So I could totally relate to what you're saying, Warren Sapp. Top of the hour brought to you by DuckDuckGo. So, obviously, it's Bears Friday. And one of the big storylines for this upcoming game will be Justin Fields and how they do or do not deploy him. We know he'll be used, but the frequency of it. Matt Nagy actually referred to him as a chess piece. I want you to hear this from the Bears head coach to see if we can glean whether or not we think it's going to be significantly more usage against the Bengals than it was the Rams.
Because as you mentioned, he does multiple things well. How much value does he have, I guess, as a chess piece within your game planning?
Yeah, I think he provides a lot of value now that we're here at this point and we're not in training camp and the guessing game or whatever. And inevitably what it does is it makes when you have a guy like Justin, teams, when they see that, now they got to prepare in certain ways for certain things they may think of or not think of. So it just can help us that way too.
Okay.
So he said after the Rams game that there were more plays and situations, like in the package of plays, that he was comfortable having Justin Fields run, but that they didn't get into those situations because of the score. Now, for me, I would just then say, well, then just let him play some series.
Yeah, well,
but he's clearly not interested in doing that yet.
Are we sure about that? Because,
well, he wasn't against the Rams.
He wasn't against the Rams, but I mean, the takeaway of Fields' usage by several people has been, all right, if you're going to let him play, then really let him play and play a series and work one thing against the other. Make a defense. Yes, a defense has more to worry about with him, so make them react to one thing and then not wonder about what is coming back. It's like expecting a defense to remember 12 minutes ago on that other drive, they showed us this look. I mean, they might remember that, but they'd probably remember 2 plays ago they did this. And now they have the same look and they're doing something else. For an offensive coordinator who's notoriously bad at putting things together that match and play off each other in a coordinated way, this would be an obvious way to get some of that matchup and effectiveness that way.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I would like him to play all the time, but if I was worried that he was going to play none of the time, I came out of that game being like, all right, well, at least he played.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think it's going to progress. I think it's going to progress. And I don't think it's off the board that he does get a full series at some point, especially if it's working.
Well, so that's what I wanted to talk to you about, because we at this show are going to be doing a weekly Bears bet. And I apologize for just formally announcing it now. I alluded to it a little bit earlier. I put it out on social media last night. But if you have a BetRivers account, you can go under their specials tab and you can bet the Parkins and Spiegel Bears prop of the week. Last week it was over under 0.5 snaps for Justin Fields, and they made over an underdog. They boosted it up to 2-1 on your money. That's a $50 max bet. Mm-hmm. It's a promotional thing, but $50 turned into 100. We suggested play the over. Justin Fields is going to get a snap. Matt Nagy would be crazy not to use him. Sean McVay said he was going to use him, and they made it. This week, I contacted my guy at Bet Rivers, and I said, well, he played 5 snaps last week. I'd like to, the storyline is going to be, is he going to play more or less against the Bengals? So can we make the number 5.5? And even if you're not a gambler at all and you hate sports gambling conversation, just follow what I'm saying here. I asked an odds maker, can we just set the new number at the snap number from last week? So the conversation could be, will he play more or less? And the guy came back to me and he said, well, if we do that, the over will be a huge favorite, and we don't like these specials to have a huge favorite on the over. We'd like them to be a little bit closer to even money. Is that okay with you? I said, sure. That's interesting in and of itself.
What do the odds makers think?
All right, now let's pause here. So what we're dealing with is now the sports book really giving this bet legitimate thought and bringing what we know historically is an unbelievably accurate assessment of what may happen to get half of the action on the under and half of the action on the over.
And so I was like, sure. Like I thought the whole purpose of this thing was that I was going to have to, we collectively as a show, we're going to have to create the bets, give them the number, and then they would set the odds.
And then we just draw attention to it, et cetera.
Yeah, but he was like, well, we'd rather do it this way for this one. We'll set the number.
Also, I think they kind of took a bath on it a little bit. A small bath
week. They were totally fine. But yeah, they clearly were on the wrong side of it. So I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. That's interesting. Also, what do the odds makers think is a fair number of offensive snaps for Justin Fields where you would set it at even money?
Mm-hmm.
They came back with 11.5.
That feels high. On first listen, that feels high.
So It feels high to me, too.
Let me do the count. Let's see. 5 times 2. That's more than twice as many snaps as he played last week.
Right. So I will be betting under 11.5 offensive snaps for Justin Fields. But let's think about what that means. Because, again, these are the odds makers. These are the people who know what they're doing here. They're saying he's getting a series. There's no way that just sporadically, one play in, one play out, the guy's taking 12 different snaps.
On 12 different drives.
Yeah, Andy Dalton would never get into any rhythm at all.
Yeah, well, screw Andy Dalton's rhythm, by the way.
Obviously, I don't care about Andy Dalton's rhythm.
But that's the whole thing about Andy Dalton is he's not supposed to be that. He's supposed to be the guy who's like rhythm break proof, right?
But what I'm saying is that
yes.
If Matt Nagy used Justin Fields in week 2 like he used him in week 1, there would be no way to do that 12 different times. Dalton would be on first down, then Fields would be in on second down, then Dalton on third down, then you get a first down, and then Fields is in. It'd be like they were playing almost every other play.
All right, does it only mean that? I don't know if it only means that from their perspective. Are they saying he's getting a series? They're saying it's also in play. That, which we knew was in play anyway, that if Dalton gets hurt, Fields will be in and he'll play a whole lot.
Well, that's always in play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also in play from their perspective is probably that Dalton sucks.
And gets benched.
And he gets benched because Fields has already shown the comfort to have those 5 plays, and it means the coaching staff is comfortable with him at least getting that. So it's got to be on the board that Dalton gets flat out benched, right? So you got the injury possibility, the benching possibility, and the use for a series, all adding up to get to 11.5.
Yeah, and look, these people obviously know more than we do about it, but I would say I'm taking the under. Like, all those categories and permutations that you just talked about, I don't get... I mean, they named Andy Dalton the captain for the game against his old team. It's the home opener.
It's another nice thing they're doing for him.
Yeah,
letting him start. They're giving him the captaincy. And, oh, by the way, you're not going to play in the second half. Like, that's possible.
You're benching the captain? it strikes me as unlikely.
He was the captain, you know? And hope you enjoyed your day.
That strikes me as very unlikely. I think they set the number too high.
You do, huh?
Yeah, I don't think Justin Fields is off of one game where, again, the offense moved the ball.
Yeah, so he's going to get more than 5, right? I mean,
yes, worked. I think that
7, 8, 9, 14.
You're taking the over.
The last 3 or 4 times we've done a segment where we set a number for something, I've been right and all you guys have been wrong.
Yeah,
he's getting 14 snaps.
I don't think it takes much to get to that. If he gets 7 or 8 plays and like 4 of them are really successful, it's not a big stretch to get to that. Like, let's say they give him a play and it runs well and he's like, you know, give him 2 in a row. Then that one runs well. Then I could see, you know, let's just stick with this. Andy, I'm just going to ride the hand for a minute. Just going to ride the hot hand for a minute. Like, it's not that hard for me to picture that, truth be told. I'm thinking about betting the over as well, Shane, because, like, that also allows for the Dalton injury possibility and or the Dalton bench possibility if they're getting their ass kicked, What if they're getting their ass kicked, man?
Well, that is obviously in play. And a texter points out correctly, which we alluded to, the books are not saying that with the 11.5 number. They're saying that people will bet on it, two different things. They want action on both sides.
That's true.
Last week, everybody bet the over. And as illustrated by us talking it through, maybe the number is better because some Bears fans maybe would be betting a little optimistically or with their heart. Like, I want him to have more than 11.5 snaps, so I will bet the over.
Fourth option that the textures are pointing out, of course, Bears in a blowout. Everything works out really well here at a home game with beautiful weather, and Cincinnati is somehow a little rattled, and the Bears are blowing them out. Fields gets some garbage time in the fourth quarter.
I mean, all the ways that the backup quarterback to get into the game obviously apply to the bet. But so you think on Monday we are talking about Justin Fields 12 or more snaps?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whew, I hope you guys are right.
Another good question from the 708. Does snaps mean under center? No, it does not.
No, it does not.
What a stupid question.
Shotgun snap.
Stupid question.
Shotgun snap is still a snap.
Oh, it's a snap if he lines up at wide receiver.
Yeah.
Just on the field. It's offensive plays.
When I used to do overs and unders for Bears games, many different shows, including Spiegel and Parkins, which was a very different show, we would sometimes do dropbacks. We would just talk about like quarterback dropbacks. Like, how many times are they going to run? How many times are they going to pass?
Right.
But this is snaps. This is pure snaps, pure usage. And I disagree with the texter saying that, like, you know, you should do it whether Field gets a touchdown better than snaps. No, snaps is key to what we're talking about because it's like whether he's actually growing towards starting, which he should be, or not.
Yeah, well, the touchdown thing is obviously great, and he got one last week, but which I think will encourage them to play him more because, you know, he's an offensive weapon and they need to score touchdowns, and he had one of their two touchdowns. But the whole thing here is, when do they trust him to run the offense? When is Justin Fields the quarterback of the Bears? If Justin Fields takes 12 or more snaps, you average, like, what, 65, 70 if you're a good offense, 75 if you're a really good offense, offensive plays in a game. If Justin Fields takes 12 or more snaps, they ran, what, 64 plays last week, Shane? Right? We looked it up before the show.
No, Dalton took 64 snaps, so it was 69 plays.
69 plays.
Okay, right.
Nice.
Okay. So if he takes...
Because of the sex thing.
Right. You know, thank you for whiteboarding that for us. If he takes...
I thought it was beef and broccoli. It was number 69.
You guys want to keep going?
No, I don't.
If he takes over...
It's a Chinese menu joke. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. I mean, it's...
Chinese menus, by the way, a lot of items.
A lot of items.
Things to choose from.
They're versatile restaurants.
And they're almost all numbered.
Yeah.
Most of them, because they think that there might be a language barrier.
But a place by me, Kitchen, I think it's called, or Little Kitchen, one of the two. It's Chinese food in a kitchen.
Yeah.
I think it's Little Kitchen. The kitchen's small.
I think they're out of...
I'm following. Tonight.
I think they're out of names. They're out of names for... Yeah.
Danny, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, they ran out of names.
How much Chinese can you speak? Just a little bit. I don't think you're fluent to it, are you? No, he's not. He's as American as you and I are. But
God.
Remember those days of Les's voice thing that nobody could figure out? Sounded like he had so much snot stuck up with his nose.
Like, if you like China Garden, China Kitchen, all those things. There's a place in Chinatown, my favorite one. It's called Good for Food.
That's your favorite Chinese restaurant?
My favorite Chinese restaurant name in Chinatown.
My favorite place is on Halsted in Belmont called Peking Chinese because their best item is Peking duck.
So, I know that place.
Yeah, Peking, great. Yeah. Awesome.
But good for food.
Good for food.
It's good.
Go ahead, Danny.
Bananas. I love them.
I'm just really enjoying this. If you guys are right and he's over on that, we're just not far away from seeing Justin Fields as the starter of the Bears. Because that's a lot of plays.
It's a lot of plays.
It's a lot. I will be surprised if Trey Lance gets that many, because that's the only comparable situation. If he gets that many this week in replacing Jimmy Garoppolo.
So would I. But their offense produced a lot more with Garoppolo than the Bears' offense did with Dalton.
No question. I'm just saying, if it's 12, 15, 20 plays, they're basically running a two-quarterback offense. You know, Justin Fields is no longer a gadget player if he's running 12-plus plays. You are running a two-quarterback offense as if it's Damian Williams and David Montgomery, a two-running back system. You are running a two-quarterback offense.
Right, or as if you're a college team who's doing it that way.
So that would really surprise me.
Hey, Shane, Westloop Toms recommends, he says it's much easier to just buy a wok and cook your own Chinese food at home.
I agree, Tom.
He's probably
Tom
right
understood
about that.
The assignment.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're on the over.
I'm on the over.
Shane's on the over.
Yeah. Exact of 14.
Exact of 14.
Okay, we'll check that out. I'll say eight. With the other variables intact and the seeming given of like seven, you know, like it's hard to imagine less than seven once he used five and it all went well and everything's positive about that.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like seven or eight is a given?
Yes.
So it doesn't take much to get to 12.
No, about four more.
That's right.
About 50% more than eight.
So glad we're both here.
Yeah, I should be
gambling. Isn't it better? Isn't it better when we're both here?
Yeah,
I think so.
We help each other get to points about math.
Yeah.
Matt Nagy today also addressed the elephant in the room, which is to me the 1B storyline of the game on Sunday. It's next on The Score.
But yeah, there's a lot of rookies playing. It's pretty amazing. I don't remember this many young rookie players, even watching yesterday, when I think of even the second year guys, Tua, Herbert, Burrow, Trevor Lawrence. I mean, Fields played a little bit. Trey Lance played a little bit. Zach Wilson's playing. Mac Jones is playing. That's a lot of young quarterbacks. So, kind of gone are the days of Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Phillip Rivers, Eli Manning. You know, those are the guys that I'm used to hearing. Now I'm watching yesterday and I'm seeing all these young guys. So, you know, that's just the way it goes. You know, I'll be forgotten here soon enough. I'll move on and they'll be on to someone else. But that's just the way football goes, as does life.
But unlike Evander Holyfield, Tom Brady's still standing.
Oh! It's Tom Brady talking about the young QBs.
Man. We're watching Babe Ruth. You being Babe Ruth.
Thank you, Jim Gray, for clarifying. Bottom of the hour brought to you by DuckDuckGo.
The shot at Evander Holyfield. Evander Holyfield's 58 years old and got his ass kicked in a boxing match he should not have been allowed to do. They're suspending him after he got knocked out in the first round of his fight. And Jim Gray's taking a shot at him in an interview with Tom Brady? My God.
Jim Gray.
F you, Jim Gray.
Pulls no punches.
Apparently not. Wow.
I liked it. I liked it.
Of course you did.
Anything to butter up his good friend Tom Brady.
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous. Yeah. So, I think that this game could be uncomfortable. We've been talking about it since Monday, honestly, because Sunday night was so bad that if they repeat that and people are like, oh, it's the Bengals, the Bears are favored, they're at home, no way it'll be that bad again. So, okay, we'll see.
And Tom Brady, unlike my 87-year-old grandmother, is still standing.
Oh, Jesus.
F you, Jim Gray. My God.
Your grandma's not a public figure. I mean,
is she in a wheelchair or dead?
No, exactly. Tom Gray and Tom Brady, unlike several popes, still alive.
See, this when you start riffing,
yeah,
it's when you get suspended.
I know this is the Yes and Show, but Speeds, your improv skills are X-rated.
yeah. He's like, I can push it further. Dump him. So you've only been dumped once today, though. That's pretty good.
I've only been dumped once.
That's pretty good.
And I think that was borderline.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Survey
says. All right,
says
good talk.
No.
All right.
But Matt.
They're going to run it this time, and Montgomery can't get there. They're going to have to spend another. They're out of timeout, so they're going to have to get to the line of scrimmage. And this is taking a long time to get bodies off the mat. That clock winding down to seven. They're going to.
Got a shoe down right there.
And now down to four, down to three, down to two, and they got to spike it, and they're going to kick a field goal. And I mean, the fans are living. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Thought that voice sounded familiar.
You see somebody put out a column today saying Tom Brenneman should have work?
Dude, that column was horrendous.
Who wrote it?
Some guy.
Oh, I hate his work.
David J. Halberstam. Yeah, we know who he is.
It was a column into an interview.
Is that the son of the great author, David Halberstam?
I'm sure his dad did some writing. I don't know if he's great at it.
Well, David Halberstam, yeah, that's the
guy. What is one, a legendary writer, journalist, and historian?
Yeah, this guy basically said, a lot of people have said a lot of offensive things, so how come Tom Brenneman doesn't have a high-profile seven-figure gig calling national sports on national TV? It's like, I don't know, man, because there's other options that you don't need to associate with someone who said what he said into a microphone.
Mm.
Seems fairly basic to me.
David J. Was a play-by-play guy and was the general manager of Westwood One Sports at one point, David Halberstam. So yeah. He wrote this on Tom Brennan's behalf.
You should read the piece. It's cringeworthy pretty much the whole way through. But regardless, Matt Nagy was made aware of, like, hey, you know, it could be a little uncomfortable here. And he very much is aware that he needs to win the crowd over.
It'll be really neat. We miss that. We really do. And now the preseason gave us a good taste of it because our fans were rocking on the preseason. And that's such a huge advantage. You know, we talk about it as a team, making sure that we protect Soldier Field. We want to protect Soldier Field, and we need the fans' help with that. You know, that's the players feed off of that, the coaches feed off of that. That's real. And you can see the teams in the NFL that have that, it's a huge advantage. You get to a point to where when you have an opponent come to your building, or they look at the schedule when it comes out and they say, ooh, we got to go to Soldier Field, you know, ooh, we got to go to this place or that place, that matters. And so we want to be able to go out there and do good things so that we can get the crowd going. And when we have them behind us, we feel pretty good.
I think he's in for a rude awakening, man. Like, they better start out hot. Justin Fields asked the crowd not to chant his name when Andy Dalton's out there. You know, all it's going to take is a rough start. It's not going to be a patient crowd.
They're ready to boo heads or tails.
Seriously.
Be honest with you.
Yeah, it is going to be. They need to start.
It's a bad
hot.
Read. It's a bad read by Matt Nagy.
So if
that's
this first
read.
Drive results in a end zone interception like the last first drive did, how hard is Matt Nagy thinking about throwing Justin Fields out there for the second series?
I don't know if he'll be impacted by it, but I know it will be the story of the game. You know, like, it will be all the broadcast is talking about. I don't get the sense that, like, Lawrence and I talked about a little in transition, like, I don't get the sense that they're booing the coin toss. Like, they're booing before something bad happens.
It won't take much to get them there, though.
I think it'll take one thing. Like, I think one interception, one three and out.
You think one three and out gets booed? That's
one,
quick.
One three and out gets booed.
I think two. I'll go with two. I'll give them one drive of saying, all right, that's all right. They'll get it going.
I think it's just, there were we want Justin Chance in L.A. You know, it's going to be, it's the story, man.
It is the story. And the national media has,
all week.
They have picked it up. When we've basically been done with it, you know, like hasn't really been much need for us to do it this week because the national media has been running like crazy with it.
Yeah. And I mean, there was a thing that it came across on NFL Live today. It was like this just in segment, like the updated news of the day. And they're like, this just in. Andy Dalton, the starting quarterback again. I'm like, well, that's not breaking news, but it was when the captains had been announced for the, for the week. It's like, yeah, they're tracking it because the rest of the country's seen Andy Dalton, and they've seen the Bears' history at quarterback, and they're aware that the Bears traded up in the first round to draft a quarterback who scored a touchdown last week. Like, yeah. They're kind of aware what's going on here.
And they look around, and they see Trevor Lawrence putting up yards and points. They see Zach Wilson making some throws, doing some things. They see
Mac Jones
hanging on in that game, even though the Dolphins took it late.
There is a massive development today in the injury report as it relates to Eddie Goldman, who was listed as doubtful. And this will obviously be discussed, and it is probably more relevant in this game than it was last week because the Bears' secondary was so bad, and Sean McVay is a pass-first guy, and obviously Matt Stafford is a pass-first guy, that Eddie Goldman's absence was probably not that big of a deal against the Rams when they're averaging 8.5 yards per play. But the Bengals, Joe Mixon led the NFL in rushing through week one. You'd kind of like to have your stout run defender first and second down, you know, occupy multiple blockers to let Roquan Smith run free guy. And let's play first what Matt Nagy said yesterday about Eddie Goldman, and then we can piggyback it with what he said today.
I think, Jeff, that they're in a good place. We'll continue to monitor them day by day, but I would say, as I've used before, arrow up for them. I feel good about them, and we just got to see each day how they go, but they've been doing good.
So that's Jason Peters and Eddie Goldman. Yesterday he said arrow up. Today we get word that Jason Peters is questionable.
And Eddie Goldman is doubtful, so arrow up. He practiced Wednesday, now not practicing and doubtful. What happened?
No, yeah, both of those guys. Both of those guys were, and I think, with Eddie, it's close, but right now with putting him on as doubtful, there's still a chance, but it's probably slim. But he's literally going to be a day-to-day guy. That's not every day. He might have a good day one day, and then he might have a bad day the next day. That's just kind of where he's at.
Did Eddie suffer a setback after practicing on Wednesday?
No, I just think for him, it's more of testing it out, just seeing where it's at, and just a feel more than anything. So, again, it's one of those ones where it is going to be for us day to day, and this is with the time that we're at right now that we put him at this status, and he could, who knows how the next couple of days go, but right now it would be, it would not be arrow up, to where he's at.
That took one day. Who's arrow up? Oh, now it's arrowed down.
What's the definition of the arrow up? I mean, I know they're asking him for nuance every day and stuff, but like arrow up is like, hey, Eddie, how you doing? Feeling a little better, coach. All right, okay, here we go.
I've used before, arrow up. It would not be arrow up.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah? Yeah. Hey, it's how you doing? A little better, coach. Okay.
Arrow up.
Yeah, part of the problem is I'm going to take Matt Nagy's side here.
Of course.
Of course.
I don't even know what that
means. I don't have a history.
You always were caping for Matt Nagy.
Always. What a Matt Nagy apologist. Among other Hungarians. Long-time pro-Hungarian guy.
I was out there.
Where's
day?
Bob and Donner's Grove? And
but it was in the open yesterday. I heard that. It was funny.
I think NFL coaches are, and I know they're speaking less, but I still think they're required to speak too often. Things change quickly. Like, anything can happen in the course of one practice.
But it's tough when he says
so much from
him. I gotcha.
Matt Nagy's a dude, a person just like the rest of us.
Yeah, but you know me, I went off on the thing the other day. Like, eventually, all these coaches, it just sounds like nothing.
Yeah,
just sounds
exactly.
like coach
and,
speak
and that's
garbage.
Why I think we would get more from them if we heard from Matt Nagy on Wednesdays, and that's it. Maybe just Mondays and Wednesdays. That's
as
all
I've
I
used
need.
Before, arrow up. It would not be arrow up.
I hear what you're saying, Shane.
Things change, man.
But he said he didn't suffer a setback. And it was arrow up, and then it was arrow down.
Then maybe it's just a mood thing.
Yeah, okay.
Arrow up.
Woke up on the wrong side
exactly.
of the bed.
Exactly. Yeah, it happens to you. It happens to me. It happens to Speaks. It never happens to Tanny. It's just kind of like sometimes you just wake up. You're like, nah.
It will not be arrow up.
No, it won't be. Mm. Not today.
I like that as a segment idea, though. Arrow up, arrow down.
I like that. Yeah. We got Matt Nagy saying both things.
Arrow up.
Like, do you make coffee at home in the morning? Serious question.
Yes.
No.
Do you ever? No, I know you don't, Danny. You haven't. Drank anything but orange juice in the morning since Nam, but Speaks.
I was alive during Nam.
When you just make a bad cup of coffee.
Don't do it. I don't do it. I'm sorry. I make great coffee all the time.
All right, never mind. I thought this was the Yes and show. Forget that. I'm going to go back to putting the podcast up.
Well, no, hold on, Shane. I got something else for you.
It would not be arrow up.
When I texted Speaks on the side about booking, if we could book Pat Mahomes today for your birthday, since you guys share.
You didn't text me. You texted
Shane.
Yeah,
I'm saying on the side. I didn't want to text you and let you know about about your birthday.
Yeah. That was a semantical thing there.
Because you guys get you and Pat Mahomes on the same birthday.
Yeah.
This was Shane's response. Talked to Pat this morning. He's not even leaving the house until around 12:30 today. And at this point, he has no motivation to even do that. Maybe telling him it's Speaks' birthday will light a fire under his belt.
All right, dude. Some things are meant for air and some things aren't.
No, malaprops off air, come on air. We've established that precedent.
No, I don't think we have.
This is a typed malaprop, and a fire under the belt would have a tough, that'd be a tough way to start the day.
I don't make malaprops on the air. It's only via text. So I think it's fair to keep those.
Wait, where's the fire? Text. The fire's under the belly?
It belts. I don't.
Well, no, but
under
your
butt. Like, I'm going to light a fire under his butt.
No, I think it's belly. And a fire in his
so
belly.
The fire's in the belly.
Fire's
yeah.
in the belly.
But if you're lighting a fire under someone's butt.
So then where do you light the fire under? If it's not under your belt,
it's
where
also
are you
under the belt. It's also
it
under the belt.
It is not under the belt.
And,
that,
and not so. Putting the feet to the fire. That's a different thing.
No,
also.
No.
Throwing your feet in the fire.
In the fire.
Lighting a fire under the
belt. Not belt. It can't be. You guys are not going to convince me.
Yeah,
that
so this is phrases said by Shane.org. It says fire under the belt, meaning to get somebody a little energetic.
Okay.
A little motivated.
That's a reputable site.
No, but seriously, I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, I'm going to get my hair cut. Mitch isn't here today. He's in Florida and, vacation or whatever. I am not going to come in until the show meeting.
Good for you.
Yeah. Just kind of one of those days,
Yeah,
work a little 5-hour day.
You're
whatever.
Sparked a match under your belt.
That's how I roll. most of the time. Whatever. You know? That's why sometimes I'm here at 105 or 107.
Is what it is.
Hey, you're filling the mackerel.
Burning the midnight oil.
Yeah, well, top end of the demo.
That's exactly right. It's a useful thing. Tanny's out and about this weekend. We'll give you the details on it. See if anyone here is picking the Bears next on the Score.
Tanny is all things to all people.
And the guy is going to be out and about this weekend. And you have an opportunity to, I mean, the line to see Tanny will be longer than the one to see Matt Forte. But the good thing is they're going to be together, so it can be at the same line. Tell them, Tanny.
Absolutely. I'll be at Dick's Sporting Goods in Lombard tomorrow from 2 to 4 for a Welcome Back to Football event. It's going to be a fun event for the whole family. Get yourself some Bears swag, maybe even some sock swag there at Dick's Sporting Goods. And at 3 o'clock, Matt Forte will be there for an exclusive Chalk Talk event where I get to interview Matt Forte, one of the great Bears of my generation, a guy who I respect immensely. So we'll talk to him, and then the people can get out there and ask Matt Forte some questions as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow at Dick's Sporting Goods in Lombard, 810 East Butterfield Road from 2 to 4.
That's awesome.
I know that. I know that, Dick's in lovely Lombard. It's beautifully equipped, lots of space for you and Matt Forte. That's going to be very, very cool.
And then tell him about your White Sox event, because you have – you're every day, you got a big event. You got anything on Sunday?
Yeah, no, nothing on Sunday. We've saved that time for football.
Oh, it's football.
Yeah, you're welcome. I know it sucks. Just kidding. So we're doing a podcast where the guests on the 108s podcast, they invited us to be out at Ballpark Pub, which is 514 West Pershing Road. It's just blocks away from the ballpark, Pershing and Halstead, basically. 5 o'clock podcast taping. Herb and I, Locked On Sox podcast. With the 108 guys, and that'll be at Ballpark Pub on the south side. And stay with us for the podcast taping. And then after that, watch the Sox with us, Sox and Rangers. So it should be a fun weekend. Busy. Got a busy little Saturday going here.
Yeah.
Go to Home Depot. I don't know if there's enough time.
I don't know if there's enough time.
Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond, something like that.
Now that we're talking about events and it is football season, I am jonesing for our Vegas trip, man.
I was talking about it with the wife the other night. Just cannot wait to get to Circa Resort and Casino to spend our time at Stadium Swim, which just looks incredible on all the video and the pictures that I've seen. Can't wait to be there.
It's going
to
be absolutely ridiculous. My wife is coming as well. Shane will be there. We're bringing the whole crew. We got so many listeners who are already saying that they're going. But if you know anyone who is going to Bears Raiders, like, let them know that the Score is going. And we're going to do our show there Friday. Saturday.
Bonus show on Saturday of Parkins and Spiegel.
And we're going to host a Bloody Mary bar before people go off to the stadium or before the games kick off.
It's a
breakfast.
You're
going to be watching them at Stadium Swim.
I mean, Bloody Marys at Stadium Swim for part of the early games, too, because the Bears and the Raiders are a late game.
That's exactly right. So I might spend the whole day at Stadium Swim. If you do not know what it is, just Google it. It is paradise. It's the Vegas pool scene meet the Vegas sportsbook scene. Huge TVs everywhere, gambling, pool, amazing, and the Score and Parkinson Spiegel will be there for Bears and Raiders.
We love Stadium Swim, but how do you feel about Bloody Marys?
I like Bloody Marys. Mm.
It's not
with
my...
Bloody Marys. Love them.
Love them.
It's not my preference.
No, I've got taste buds, and they work.
Oh, yeah. No.
Keep your vodka soup away from me. I'm good on
it's cold
that.
Vodka soup with the right accoutrements, you know? The best Bloody Marys have, like, a piece of salami and shrimp and an olive and a pickle.
Hey, throw an Italian beef in there, then we're cooking with gas.
Do you know that Kent Herbeck in Minnesota has one that they sell a Bloody Mary that has a cheeseburger on a stick directly in it as an accoutrement. Like,
so
you get
it's a
cheeseburger.
Gazpacho then, which is a cold soup.
Yeah, it's a vodka gazpacho.
This will not come as a surprise to you, Shane, but my preference cocktail of choice is a screwdriver, vodka orange juice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Go ahead, dump them, Tanny, and then hit the close.
How about tequila?
Dump them.
How about the Bloody Maria with some tequila?
Not familiar.
There. Get that? It's a little bit ethnic.
Keep the tomato juice away. Dump them again, please. Vodka's not ethnic enough for you?
That's Russian. Yeah, so I'm sure.
No, don't like them.
What are you guys doing?
Dump them.
Guys,
it's too close to Hungary. That's why I don't like him.
Oh, don't get me started on the Hungarians.
Redirect. Oh, yeah, we do.
Hey, how about Bears? Prediction.
Hey, how about the Bears?
Woo!
I It's a coin flip. I have them losing. I think the secondary is a real problem. I think Joe Burrow's legit, and I think they're going to be playing Andy Dalton too much. I have them losing 27-24.
I got to go with my son on this one, who picked the Bears and then immediately flip-flopped to the Bengals. I think Cincinnati's going to win it too.
Wow.
And I don't okay. – I'm scared, but I guess it'll end up being a good thing, but – not really for this year. Like, you don't start out 0-2. Maybe in a 17-game season, the 0-2 math changes, right?
Well, it does. But yeah. It's the first year of it, though, so we're not exactly sure.
Small samples.
Either you guys picking a win?
Yeah, Bears do not cover, but win 38-36.
Wow, 38 points. What happened? You someone die on the field?
Go to the Score website and see my explanation for that.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I never got an email to do picks.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
You were on it again.
Tanny?
I'm going 23-20 Bears. You're just not allowed to lose your home opener now with Andy Dalton against his former team. Narratives galore, but Justin Fields will score the game-winning touchdown.
Oh, wow. Thank you to Jay Zawoski, and congratulations to Jay Zawoski. Olin Krutz, Boog Shambi, Kevin Euclid. That was amazing.
That was great fun.
Diehard Bengals fan talking about Bengals fandom and being the brother-in-law of Tom Brady. Those were our guests today. Connor O'Donnell does a great job, runs our Twitch chat and video stream. Thank you, Connor. Shane Reardon, our executive producer. Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. Cody Decker down the line coming up next before Cubs baseball. Happy birthday, Speaks.
Thank you very much, Danny. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Tanny, thank you, Shane. Thanks, guys, for bringing in the bagels and the pastrami.
Not a problem. You did great with it. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
Hey, Twitter world. Yours truly. Well, it's been quite a week, you know. Get your COVID shot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.